York City Recreation Manager Ken Fisher says the mobile recreation trailer brings recreation to the public.
We have a 6x12-foot cargo trailer that is filled with all sorts of recreational amenities and games, everything from cornhole, bocce ball, to arts and crafts, to footballs, playground balls, you name it. We'll try to get it in there. And the idea is that we will bring the trailer to various locations around town. And kids or even adults can just show up and use the stuff that's in the trailer to play. So really, it's a way for us to bring recreation to the public.
The trailer is modeled after a similar program in Boise, Idaho. That program has recreation vans that travel throughout the city in the summer.
In an ideal world, we would just bring it there, staff would be there, and kids would self-organize. I know that may be really a pipe dream, so I know that we will, you know, have to say, hey, let's get a game of kickball going. So we'll be there to supervise, but it's not highly structured or, you know, highly supervised play.
The project received no special funding, but members of the Park City Council were supportive.
The city did a social equity challenge this spring, and I submitted this as a project, and I actually didn't receive funding for it. The reason for that was one of the criteria was you couldn't have ongoing expenses, and obviously this does with staffing and also purchasing new supplies each year. But the mayor and city council were very supportive of it, and I got a call about the middle of June that said, hey, it looks like you'll have some money left in your budget. Why don't you just start this and try to get it going? So started around the 15th of June, and we've got the trailer all logoed and loaded up and ready to go.
Tuesday, the 14th of August, the trailer will have a grand opening at City Park from 10 a.m. to noon.
At 11, there'll be some members of the city council and the mayor that will come and do a ribbon cutting and hopefully play some games. Then on the 16th, we'll be at same time from 10 to 12 in the morning. We'll be over at the Park City High School softball field. And then that following Tuesday, the 21st, we will be at Aspen Villa.
Fisher says they would consider making the trailer available for rentals. He also says that the trailer will continue to function once the school year starts.
Our plan is once school starts, that we'll be at McPolin on Fridays from 12:30 to 3 o'clock, giving them an option. Instead of going home and getting on Fortnite, or that they could come out and do whatever they want to do in terms of games. And certainly the kids that show up will be very, very influential in saying, hey, you know, why don't you get this item? We'll probably go get it. Because I'll be honest, you've got a 55-year-old guy that was, you know, buying stuff. So
that's Ken Fisher, Park City Municipal's recreation manager. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.